Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like you're navigating this crazy world solo? Like you're just winging it and hoping for the best? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We all crave connection, that sense of belonging, especially when things get tough. Today, we're diving deep into building a supportive community that can be your lifeline for mental well-being. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and having a solid crew by your side makes all the difference. Think about it. Who were you leaning on during those tough times? Maybe it was a close friend who just got you, a family member who offered a listening ear, or even an online community where you felt understood. These connections aren't just nice to have, they're crucial for our mental health. So how do we build this awesome support network that actually strengthens us? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, recognize your own needs. What kind of support do you crave? Do you need someone to vent to, a shoulder to cry on, or maybe just a distraction from the chaos? Knowing what you need makes it easier to find the right people and connect in meaningful ways. Ever felt like you were drowning but didn't know how to ask for help? Well, knowing your needs is like throwing out a lifeline, a clear signal that says, hey, I need a little support here. Second, be open and vulnerable. This one can be tough, right? Letting people in, sharing our struggles, it feels scary sometimes. But here's the thing. Vulnerability breeds connection. When you show your true self, you invite others to do the same. Think of it like peeling back layers. The more genuine connections we make, the stronger and more resilient we become. You know that feeling when you finally open up to someone about something you've been holding in? It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders. That's the power of vulnerability. Third, seek out common ground. Shared interests, hobbies, values, these are the building blocks of connection. Join clubs, attend events, or even just strike up conversations with people who share your passions. Think about it. You're more likely to bond with someone over your love for hiking than debating politics, right? Fourth, be a good listener. We all crave that feeling of being heard and understood. When you listen attentively, without judgment, you create a safe space for others to share their thoughts and feelings. Remember, sometimes people just need to vent, and that's okay. Being a good listener doesn't mean offering solutions. It means showing empathy and letting them know they're not alone. And finally, nurture your relationships. Just like any garden, our connections require attention and care. Make time for the people who matter most, reach out regularly, and be present in their lives. Life gets busy, I get it, but making those intentional efforts to connect is worth its weight in gold. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman feeling overwhelmed by work stress and deadlines. She starts isolating herself, avoiding social events, and even skipping her usual workout sessions. But then she remembers the community yoga class she signed up for weeks ago. Hesitantly, she shows up, and to her surprise, everyone is welcoming and supportive. They share their own struggles with stress management, offer helpful tips, and encourage each other. Sarah leaves feeling lighter, more connected, and ready to tackle those deadlines head-on. See? Building a support network can be that powerful. So, here's the takeaway. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, challenge you, and make you feel seen. Remember your needs, be vulnerable, find common ground, listen actively, and nurture those connections. Your mental well-being depends on it. Ready to build your own tribe? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these insights. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback means the world. And let's keep this conversation going on social media. Tag me at Dylan Brooks and share your thoughts. Until next time, remember, you're not alone in this journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.